The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 219. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we'll read Judges 4 and 5 from the New Century Version. Let's begin. Judges chapter 4. After Ehud died, the Israelites again did what the Lord said was wrong. So he let Jabin, king of Canaan, who ruled in the city of Hazor, defeat Israel. Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim, was the commander of Jabin's army. Because he had 900 iron chariots and was very cruel to the people of Israel for 20 years, they cried to the Lord for help. A prophetess named Deborah, the wife of Lapidoth, was judge of Israel at that time. Deborah would sit under the palm tree of Deborah, which was between the cities of Ramah and Bethel, in the mountains of Ephraim. And the people of Israel would come to her to settle their arguments. Deborah sent a message to Barak, son of Abinoam. Barak lived in the city of Kedesh, which is in the area of Naphtali. Deborah said to Barak, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you. Go and gather 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun, and lead them to Mount Tabor. I will make Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, and his chariots and his army, meet you at the Kishon River. I will hand Sisera over to you." Then Barak said to Deborah, "I will go if you will go with me, but if you won't go with me, I won't go." "Of course I will go with you," Deborah answered, "but you will not get credit for the victory. The Lord will let a woman defeat Sisera." So Deborah went with Barak to Kedesh. At Kedesh, Barak called the people of Zebulun and Naphtali together. From them he gathered 10,000 men to follow him, and Deborah went with him also. Now Heber the Kenite had left the other Kenites, the descendants of Hobab, Moses' brother-in-law. Heber had put up his tent by the great tree in Zaanaim, near Kedesh. When Sisera was told that Barak, son of Abinoam, had gone to Mount Tabor, Sisera gathered his 900 iron chariots and all the men with him from Harosheth Hagoyim to the Kishon River. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Get up, today is the day the Lord will hand over Sisera. The Lord has already cleared the way for you." So Barak led 10,000 men down Mount Tabor. As Barak approached, the Lord confused Sisera and his army in chariots. The Lord defeated them with the sword, but Sisera left his chariot and ran away on foot. Barak and his men chased Sisera's chariots and army to Harosheth Hagoyim. With their swords they killed all of Sisera's men. Not one of them was left alive. But Sisera himself ran away to the tent where Jael lived. She was the wife of Heber, one of the Kenite family groups. Heber's family was at peace with Jabin, king of Hazor. Jael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Come into my tent, master. Come in, don't be afraid." So Sisera went into Jael's tent, and she covered him with a rug. Sisera said to Jael, "I'm thirsty. Please give me some water to drink." So she opened a leather bag of milk and gave him a drink. Then she covered him up. He said to her, "Go stand at the entrance to the tent. If anyone comes and asks you, 'Is anyone here?' say, 'No.'" But Jael, the wife of Heber, took a tent peg and a hammer and quietly went to Sisera. Since he was very tired, he was in a deep sleep. She hammered the tent peg through the side of Sisera's head and into the ground. So Sisera died. At that very moment, Barak came by Jael's tent, chasing Sisera. Jael went out to meet him and said, "Come, I'll show you the man you're looking for." So Barak entered her tent, and there Sisera lay dead with the tent peg in his head. On that day, God defeated Jabin, king of Canaan, in the sight of Israel. Israel became stronger and stronger against Jabin, king of Canaan, until they finally destroyed him. Judges chapter 5. On that day, Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang this song. The leaders led Israel. The people volunteered to go to battle. Praise the Lord. Listen, kings. Pay attention, rulers. I myself will sing to the Lord. I will make music to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you came from Edom, when you marched from the land of Edom, the earth shook, the skies rained, and the clouds dropped water. The mountains shook before the Lord, the God of Mount Sinai, before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the main roads were empty. Travelers went on the back roads. There were no warriors in Israel until I, Deborah, arose, until I arose to be a mother to Israel, At that time, they chose to follow new gods. Because of this, enemies fought us at our city gates. No one could find a shield or a spear among the 40,000 people of Israel. My heart is with the commanders of Israel. They volunteered freely from among the people. Praise the Lord! You who ride on white donkeys and sit on saddle blankets, and you who walk along the road, listen. Listen to the sound of the singers at the watering holes. There they tell about the victories of the Lord, the victories of the Lord's warriors in Israel. Then the Lord's people went down to the city gates. Wake up, Deborah! Wake up, sing a song! Get up, Barak! Go capture your enemies, son of Abinoam! Then those who were left came down to the important leaders. The Lord's people came down to me with strong men. They came from Ephraim and the mountains of Amalek. Benjamin was among the people who followed you. From the family group of Maker, the commanders came down. And from Zebulun came those who lead. The princes of Issachar were with Deborah. The people of Issachar were loyal to Barak and followed him into the valley. The Reubenites thought hard about what they would do. Why did you stay by the sheepfold? Was it to hear the music played for your sheep? The Reubenites thought hard about what they would do. The people of Gilead stayed east of the Jordan River. People of Dan, why did you stay by the ships? The people of Asher stayed at the seashore, at their safe harbors. But the people of Zebulun risked their lives, as did the people of Naphtali, on the battlefield. The kings came and they fought. At that time, the kings of Canaan fought at Taanach, by the waters of Megiddo. But they took away no silver or possessions of Israel. The stars fought from heaven. From their paths they fought Sisera. The Kishon River swept Sisera's men away, that old river, the Kishon River. March on, my soul, with strength. Then the horses' hooves beat the ground. Galloping, galloping go Sisera's mighty horses. May the town of Meroz be cursed, said the angel of the Lord. Bitterly curse its people, because they did not come to help the Lord. They did not fight the strong enemy. May Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, be blessed above all women who live in tents. Sisera asked for water, but Jael gave him milk. In a bowl fit for a ruler, she brought him cream. Jael reached out and took the tent peg. Her right hand reached for the workman's hammer. She hit Sisera. She smashed his head. She crushed and pierced the side of his head. At Jael's feet, he sank. He fell, and he lay there. At her feet, he sank. He fell. Where Sisera sank, there he fell, dead. Sisera's mother looked out through the window. She looked through the curtains and cried out, "Why is Sisera's chariot so late in coming? Why are sounds of his chariot's horses delayed?" The wisest of her servant ladies answered her, and Sisera's mother says to herself, "Surely they are robbing the people they defeated. Surely they are dividing those things among themselves. Each soldier is given a girl or two. Maybe Sisera is taking pieces of dyed cloth. Maybe they're even taking pieces of dyed embroidered cloth for the necks of the victors. Let all your enemies die this way, Lord, but let all the people who love you be as strong as the rising sun." Then there was peace in the land for 40 years. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Wow, what a woman that Jael was, right? While Sisera slept, she put a tent peg, or other translations have it as a nail, through his head and nailed it to the ground. How many men do you think gave her a wide berth from then on? But let's remember who this Sisera fellow was. He was the commander of the Canaanite king's army. He brought 900 iron chariots against the Israelites, and he was cruel to them for 20 years. Remember how those iron chariots frightened the Israelites? He was the reason the people cried out to the Lord. So his fate was well deserved, wouldn't you say? God does not look kindly on those who cause his people harm. Israel was his chosen people, and being the faithful God he is, he'll bring punishment to anyone who harms them. It may not be immediate in the way we look at things, but I would not want to be on the receiving end of God's wrath. Yes, he is a loving God to those who call him, but he is also a God of justice to those who are not his. I'm so glad you chose to join me today. Spending time in the Word is a good thing, and it's also good to be a part of a community of friends who have a love for the Bible. Invite your friends. By the way, over at bible.lifespringmedia.com, where you'll find the show notes for each episode. There are easy links you can use to share this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Tumblr, Pinterest, and even email. It'd be awesome if you'd use them. Of course, I invite your emails as well. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I try to answer each one, and I appreciate them all. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.